Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 9. It is a Monday, May the 8th, 2017. And just want to thank you all for participating in Tando Radio Show. Hope you had a great weekend and everything was lovely. Had a good one myself, and hope you all had one just as equally good. So today is Monday, May the 8th, 2017. Have a live show for you today. Just so you know, today's show is pre-recorded. Excuse me, because I have some things I have to do later this evening, right around the time that we have our show, Tando Radio Show, so I won't be here. So I had to pre-record a show for you all. So you won't be able to call in, but you will be able to definitely have a show today, and we will catch up tomorrow. We will have a live show. Very important. I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow. Very, very important guest. An opportunity for you all. Great. Looking forward to it. Something that I'm doing. Hopefully you all will be able to see the benefit and the value of it too. Very, very good. So we're going to have that tomorrow. So, and that is going to be, so just to give you a heads up, that's going to be how you can engage in a more, in a much better way to own Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies. So, and I've always said, you want to own cryptocurrency. That's where you accumulate your cash, but you want to save in the precious metals. So very, very important. But hey, before we get into that, well, that's what tomorrow's show is going to be about. Looking forward to that. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very important, because without Black Talk Radio Network, we have no outlet for us to gauge in what's going on. Very, very important. Go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And when you go to the homepage, you'll see on the far right-hand corner, you will see the donation icon that's there. Please hit that and follow the prompting as to how you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow. Very, very important. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet for you so that you can engage in your own social media activities where you won't be adversely affected by some of the mainstream outlets such as Facebook, tweeting, tattling, and Snapchats and all that other stuff. You could do it in a more holistic way by going to BTR Community. That's www.btrcommunity.com. And for only $24 a year, you'll be able to engage in your social media outlets activities without being adversely affected. Most people are unaware that they've been adversely affected by social media by way of jobs and different, so many different things, because it's data mined. All that information is data mined. And your information is sold to different people that are bidding for it. Black Talk Radio Network and BTR community would never do that to you. So you don't have to worry about it. Do it in a very more holistic way. Come on over to BTR's community. It's the only place that I actually post information in, where I engage in all of my social media outlets. So come on over there. $24 a year, you can't beat it. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, if you would like to save as a lady and a gentleman, a king and a queen, and not to be paid as a slave, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityY.com, and check out what's in inventory there, check out what we have, and then make sure you contact Prosperity Mint before you engage in any purchasing to ensure that you are purchasing correctly. And it's very easy. All you have to do is hit info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will get back to you, or you could text me, 951-790-8330, and so that make sure that you are purchasing correctly. You understand the process. It's to your benefit that you do that, okay? So make sure you do engage in that. Also, we will be starting the precious metals and preparedness classes on Wednesday. If you're interested in that, you can email also at info@prosperitymint, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. You could do that there. Email info@prosperitymint.com. Prosperity Mint will be sponsoring the overall preparedness and precious metals classes. So make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com if you would like to engage, and that's going to be $40 a month. If you would like to take the expedient classes of the precious metals, that's going to be $400, and that's just the precious metals, $400. And you can also email us at info@prosperitymint.com or text me at 951-790-8330. So very, very important. And as I was saying when we first started, tomorrow guest, we're going to be talking about Bitcoin, some of the cryptocurrencies, and how you can engage in the cryptocurrency and put yourself in a better position so that you'll be able to actually acquire all of the cryptocurrencies and trade them. And it's very, very easy, super, super easy. So we'll have a guest come on tomorrow. And I always say that you definitely want to own some of the cryptocurrencies, because that will get your overall cash flow up so that you can acquire some of the essential things that you need for preparing, some of the essential things that you need to be saving in, and that being the precious metals. You could do it that way. So looking forward to that and that opportunity that was there. I actually was looking for an opportunity such as this. And so why recreate the wheel? Just go with it. It's already done. I'm happy that it's done, and it's a way that we can do it and engage and increase your overall leverage to prepare for what's coming and what we're going to be facing relatively soon here, or we're already really facing, and it's really, really bad. So looking forward to tomorrow's show for that. Okay, and once again, Wednesday we'll start the preparedness and the precious metals and preparedness. We'll be doing the preparedness side of it first before we get into the precious metals, okay? So we're looking forward to that. Otherwise, thank you all for once again for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Today's show here on May the 8th of 2017 is a pre-recorded show because I have some things I have to do today. So let's get into what's in the news, and we're going to get into today's show. Today's show is Venezuela and the glitch that will make you sick. The glitch that will make you sick. So very, very important. This show is a lot that's going on, and we really needed to do this show. So then we will be talking about it later this week as well. so that we can, if you have any questions or comments, that we can go ahead and do. So that's today, Venezuela and the glitch that will make you sick is what we're going to be talking about today on Tando Radio Show. So with that being said, let's jump right into the show. Let me see if we got any team. Oh, let me tell y'all, my man Jambone, big ups to Jambone. Jambone sent me some music over the weekend. Some tracks. Man, sick. Good. That brother got some good tracks. So looking forward, and we're going to be playing some of that as well. So, okay, here we go. So first article, I'm having a little trouble on this article. Come on, article, participate. Oh, I know where it is. Okay, first article comes from Global Times, and this is a publication out of China. And it says, misleading views of intent behind One Belt, One Road still common in Western media. And ladies and gentlemen, that's because the propaganda of Western media has always been to maintain the overall paradigm of subjugation and enslavement. And this is only going to continue to happen, and they're doing this because there's going to be some confrontation over the Belt and Road program that, and I like to say the New Silk Road program that China is trying to engage in with other countries. So check out this article. Very, very important. It's read between the lines. It's telling you that without, with you or without you, the world is moving away from the United States and divesting itself of the United States. And you need to know, how is that going to adversely affect you, your family, and our overall community? Because it will be no escape from this by the overall lies and misinformation and the false comforts that this society has brought about, that you can just ignore the reality that the world is moving away and everything is going to be cool. It will not be cool. You will get smashed by this. So check out that from globaltimes.cn. Okay. Next article from Popular Mechanics. This one is, I posted this one, is Russia sends its most advanced fighters to the U.S. coast. Incident takes place a week after four consecutive days of flying near U.S. territory. And what Russia did is it sent up two of its most advanced fighters to guard and to escort one of its nuclear bombers on a test bombing run that they've been doing. So the overall paradigm of conflict is giving you the clues that this is what's going to be happening, and you need to make room for it and be ready for it, because if you don't, it will catch you, as we say, it will catch you sleeping, and it will most likely, it will put you to sleep. The likelihood of it putting you to sleep, the long sleep, is very, very common. And I don't want those things, because I want us to resonate in a different way, so that when we do make that great transformation, we'll make that great transformation with a resonating spirit that is different and not resonating in the one that was here subjugating and enslaving us. You don't have to make that great transformation in fear. So check out that article. Next article. This is the one of the main articles that we will definitely be focusing on this week. This article is so important. Super, super huge. One of the very important articles, if not one of the most important articles that we've posted since being here on Tando Radio Show. And my commentary on this is game over for U.S. dollar. And this comes from the Nikkei. Excuse me. This comes from AsiaNikkei.com and Nikkei Review, which is about the Nikkei overall stock market. And Thai Central Bank chief welcomes proposal to reduce U.S. dollar transactions. I'm going to read that one more time. The headline of the article, Thai Central Bank chief welcomes proposal to reduce U.S. dollar transactions. Big ups to my man Kevin for sending this to me. Thank you, brother, for sending it. Huge, huge, important article that has to be more than just read. You have to get a full perspective of what that means for you, your family, and our overall community. This is why many people can talk all the conspiracy theory stuff if they want as they get run over like what's happening in different parts of the world. This will not stop. It will continue to consume. Doesn't matter if you're on it or if you understand it and do something about it, or if you don't, it doesn't, it's going to happen. And your overall response to it is going to be what is critical. So we're going to talk about this later this week because it's just that important. But we've been building up to this for a very long time. The rest of the world is the most important parts of economic portions of the world are dropping the dollar. Very, very important. Next article has a lot to do with April's Treasury report was a killer for the U.S. Dollar. But this article, Trump's temperature survey result. Really good article. Check out that one. And we'll touch on that a little bit later, I think, as well. And this is why the Treasuries is having the problems that it's having, because there are sellers of U.S. Treasuries while they're forcing the buying on you. And it's time that you position yourself accordingly and not in this artificial imitation cash that they give you, because you are going to be the bearer. And you will be the one that will be holding the instrument of default. And that is going to economically destroy you. I don't care how much cash you have. You will not be able to withstand or endure if you're holding this when this thing goes into default. It will take you down because it will remain, but it will make you sink. Okay? Because it is an inanimate object and the controllers of it will definitely use it for what they use it for and what it should be used for, and then they will just reinvent it or reestablish it, and they will be completely fine. While you and us, the common person that's paid in slave wages, which is cash, will be crushed economically. And the overall likelihood of you being able to weather that and to rebound from that economically is zero to none. So make no qualms about what I think is the possibilities, because it's much more closer to the truth and we need to see the signs. Next article. This one comes from Reuters and it says Iran minister warns Saudi Arabia after battle comments. Iran will leave no part of Saudi Arabia untouched except holy Muslim sites if Riyadh does anything ignorant. Iran's defense minister was quoted as saying after a Saudi prince threatened to move the battle to Iran. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you what this really has everything to do about. The petrodollar system dying. The dollar hegemony dying. Why? Because Iran does not use the U.S. dollar in its overall trades of resources. It is using its own currency with other countries' currency that they're selling to. And that is killing the U.S. economy, the current U.S. economy, because Iran doesn't need to hold any U.S. treasuries, nor does a country that is buying Iranian oil, which is one of the preferred oils in the global market right now. They don't have to hold U.S. dollars. So if they're not holding U.S. dollars, guess what they're going to do? Send it as a tsunami of debt drowning to you here in the States. Huge, very, very important. If we have time, we'll jump on this because all of this goes together. Next article from Strategic Culture, War and Empire, the American Way of Life, editor's choice. As I write these words, Trump has launched missiles at Syria airfield employed by the U.S. deadly weapons short of nukes in Afghanistan, employed the U.S. deadliest weapons short of nukes in Afghanistan, bombed Yemen, and sent troops to Somalia. The Secretary of Defense, former General James Mattis, affectionately called Mad Dog by his troops, threatened Iran's false accusations, accusing it of violating the recently signed agreement of nuclear proliferation. Ladies and gentlemen, this overall paradigm is changing, and it is going to be one that you need to get in front of. So check out that very, very good article. Next article This one comes from MarkSaintCry.com. Oh, MarkSaintCry.com. Couldn't really check that out. Okay. And the headline is North Korea the excuse China needs to launch monetary Armageddon? If one were only to get their news via the mainstream media outlet, it would be wrong to assume when it came to the understanding of what is really going on across the globe, along with the consequences, most haven't a clue. This point is made manifest. This point is made manifest with no great example than the elections currently. And the article goes on. I just wanted to read that quick snippet. Good article. Very, very important. So true. And I've always thought that that was the case, that this is how the overall monetary Armageddon will be brought to the United States. Checkmate. Game over for the U.S. economy. And all those that engage in the U.S. economy are unaware how to protect themselves. Next article, or this was a Twitter from some of the things that was going on in Venezuela. Check out that one, the next two one, and make sure you right-click them to translate them to English. And in Venezuela shows some of the troops have now started to join started to defect and join some of the protesters. So check that out. Next article comes from the New York Times. In Venezuela's crisis, the elite play a high-stakes game for survival. Worsening unrest and economic collapse give powerful officials reasons to want a change in leadership and the opportunity to impose it. And it doesn't say the rest of it there. Check out this article. What's going on in Venezuela is going to be continue to grow, and I say it's going to be spreading, and it's going to have a very, very disastrous spread to the United States. So check out that article. Next article, it was a YouTube video I posted of some of the riot vehicles running over people in Venezuela. So check that out. Next article from Bloomberg. Armored car hits crowd as Venezuelan riots leave 300 injured. A Venezuelan National Guard armored vehicle. Move this on. Careened into a crowd of anti-government demonstrators in Caracas on a day of furious protests that left more than 300 people injured. So check out that article. And the last article comes from the Orlando Sentinel.com. Florida's blue payment glitch. What you need to know. Because of an issue with a third-party vendor, Florida Blue says some of its members have been charged for their May invoice multiple times on the same day. So that's what's in the news. It's definitely going to be very, very important. So we're going to jump right into this. Today's show is Venezuela and the glitch that will make you sick. That's today's show. So we're going to start first with Venezuela. What was going on in Venezuela? Please check out the YouTube video that we have. And we've been highlighting Venezuela for some time. And I think that is Venezuela shows a dire path that the economic collapse is going to be going. And the path of this tsunami of economic destruction, I think it's going to definitely one of its last stops as it gains momentum before it hits the beaches and the land masses of the United States, where it will deposit all of its negative energy and will utterly destroy economically the United States. It is definitely, definitely coming here in so many ways, and we need to be prepared for this. So this is where we're going to go. We're going to start with today and want to check out this article really quickly from the New York Times. It says, in Venezuela, chaos, elite play a high-stake game for survival. But before we get into that, Venezuela is having massive, massive demonstrations. And this is growing because of the economic desperation and the desperate situation that the people are in there. If you've been seeing some of the I would follow this if I was you and gain as much information, because I do see that this is going to be happening here at an appointed time. And when it does happen here, hopefully you will be prepared to be able to endure what we're going to be going through. But it's going to be much, much, much worse, because the overall variables here in the United States are much worse. The debt is much worse. The obligations are much worse. Excuse me. And the stakes are much higher here in the United States. So this is, you know, what we're seeing start to evolve and is going to grow. And just want you all to be prepared for it. So there's it's a New York Times article. I want to read this really quickly. And this was done on the 6th, I believe, yes, May the 6th. It was done on Friday. So here you go. Anti-government protesters march last month carrying signs saying that no more dictatorship. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Caracas over the city's demanding elections in Venezuela. Even as Venezuela sinks into chaos, the clash between protesters and the police escalating. A powerful political and military elite are stuck by the current president, Maduro. The country was seen to be a prime candidate for something scholars call an elite fracture, in which enough powerful officials break away to force a change in leadership. What do you mean, elite fracture? That's what you call a coup, I think, right? What you call a coup. All right, goes on. Long mounting rage against Mr. Maduro's government exploded this past weekend when he called for a new constitution, widely seen as the latest in a series of power grabs. Demonstrators had overwhelmed the city streets so far, undeterred by police crackdown in which hundreds have been arrested and dozens killed. The violence deepens a month-long crisis marked by food shortages, economic collapse, and Mr. Maduro's fumbling attempts to consolidate authority in a quasi-democratic system like Venezuela's. Such pressures have often led elite to force a change and have provided them an excuse to do so. And I would just want to stop there. Yes, this is one of the things that happened, is that they create the overall crisis, conflict that turns into a crisis that totally debilitates all of the people that will now be begging by way of protesting, be begging for solution from the very same individuals that have created the conflict that turned into crisis. This is how you control people. By controlling resources, then they have to beg you to eat. They have to beg you to live. They have to beg you for a quality of life, when actually you were given by the great creator, God Almighty, the free will to wane as you see fit for your own sustainability, your own survivability, and your sovereignty and your self-determination. That is what we should be engaging in and walking away from this overall economic system of demise. The closer and the better and the faster we get back to the ecosystem, which won't be easy. You have to learn new skills. It's not going to be easy. And that's the thing that keeps us where we are, is that the system has actually taught us to be comfortable, slewful, and have a real ennui approach to our future, where we don't care. While the system plans for 400, 1,000, 10,000, a million years ahead, and we get stuck with a couple of hours and 2 weeks at the most. So not in a position of advantage. Let's put ourselves in a position of advantage. Now the article goes on. The fact that it had happened in the last 2 years is the biggest puzzle. The fact that it hasn't happened in the past 2 years is puzzling. A Harvard University Political Science. If it happened next week, all of us will say, yeah, it was about to happen. Splinters are beginning to emerge as few figures in major institutions signal opposition to Maduro, hinting at growing dissatisfaction and the government's inability to silence it. The governments actually want this to happen because this is how they gain more control and more influence. So let's not be fooled by that. Okay? Next, continues on, it says, recent actions by both elite and government suggest that they take the possibility of fracturing seriously, maneuvering in a high-stake contest that is potentially deceived by whose outcome remains uncertain. It goes on, continues, let me move this down. A collective action game. Now, let me tell you something. That's what we all need, a collective action game plan. We need a collective action plan that doesn't include the system, that doesn't require anything from the system, that does give no energy to the system, that is not wanting to take anything from the system and dance and darn sure not give anything to the system. It's a collective prudence action plan that we as the people need. They've wound you and drilled into you how much you need a king and a leadership, a king and a leader, when nothing of the sort is needed. What is needed is you making your own self-determining sovereign decisions and coursing out your life accordingly to that. So, very, very important. So let's finish it out. Elite Fractures operates as a kind of a game in which each player tries to figure out what the others are about to do. Staying loyal to a fallen government too long, and you run the risk, and you risk going down with it. But if you break the government and others don't, you'll pay a high price for disloyalty. This may be as old as politics itself. Plato, in the 4th century BC, Greek philosopher, wrote that united elite could resist populist uprising. I'm going to hit that again. That united elite could resist popular uprising, but that when the ruling class fractures, power could change hands. This is a psychological, asymmetrical attack that we're all under here, and I hope we get it. They're strategizing the present by the same tools of the past so that they will maintain the objectives of the future. And that is for them to be in full control of all resources, because the controlling of resources means that you have the people adhering to your rules. This is what's truly the objective, is the stealing of your energy. Okay, so it goes on. Members of the elite in this game, and I want to just say this. Yes, this is a part of the game plan. But see, the elite aren't elite unless there's a defeat of the people. There is no such thing as the elite unless the people are first defeated. And if we understand that and see the importance of that, then we individually can ensure that we're not defeated. And when you individually ensure that you're not defeated, guess what? There is no monument that you need to gather at and walk and march and carry signs. When you decide that and everyone else around you decides that, the overall, you see how fragile the system is, and it will crumble at your feet. It will crumble at those that choose not to give it energy. It will dissipate to those that refuse to challenge it. But for those that choose to dismantle it by giving it no life-sustaining energy, it's done. If the elite want to be the elite, let them have to energize that complete process themselves, while you energize your complete process of sovereignty and self-determination. Doesn't matter what any philosopher says. There's no army that has ever been built monetarily or militarily that can defeat the people if the people decide the proper course of winning is not to give them any energy, because that's what they're after. If they're after your energy, if you starve them of your energy, what happens? They will die. That thought process, that energy, that resistance, those attacks, all of that dies. Very, very important that we engage in this type of warrior. I think it's extremely important that we engage in this type of more than just thinking, but these type of vocational practices. The practice of a warrior is to maintain sovereignty and self-determination to pass, so that there is an inheritance of prosperity to pass down. So it's very important. Okay, so article goes on. Because I lost my place. Okay. All right, so it goes on. Luis Ortega, the attorney general, conducted a test whether she intended to or not in late March, when the pro-Maduro Supreme Court moved to seize many of the legislature's powers. Ms. Ortega condemned the ruling as a rupture of the constitutional order. The government faced a dilemma. Tolerating Ms. Ortega's dissent would signal that the elite could more freely break with Maduro, making action against him easier. But pushing her would risk backlash from any elite who shared her view. Mrs. Ortega went unpunished, and the ruling was reversed. It's a sign of immense weakness inside of the ruling clique that Ortega took the position that she didn't keep, that she did and kept her job. Let me just stop it here. Oh, well, let me go on. And Francisco Torre, a Venezuelan political science who edited the Chronicle website, stated, "That's never happened before." The Crocus Chronicle, sorry. The Crocus Chronicle website, "That's never happened before. Rapid policy changes can open such fusion by forcing the elite to decide whether to go along." In 2015, for instance, Maduro seemed to consider halting legislative elections, but ultimately agreed to hold them. They tried to go too far. That created too much conflict within the realm. Sorry, I had to move this down, missed it. This is why periods of crisis can heighten risk of the elite fracturing as government makes rapid changes to keep up. And I would say, everyone, that's the illusion that they give us. Because we'll buy into this and we'll really think that your march matters. We'll really think that your vote is important. And we'll really think that if we continue to do what we saw in the past, that that will bring about a meaningful change. And it won't. It just won't. So, because what has changed since the past? Not much at all. So, very, very important. I think I missed the commercial break, so no, we didn't. Okay, cool, because I just thought about the time that we came in. No, I didn't miss the commercial break. So This is something that is very, very important, and I want you to please read these articles, get a true view of what's going on, have a proper perspective of it, weigh it out in your spirit, let your discerning spirit come to grips with it all, because I think it's very, very important that you do. Okay, so article continues. The deciding vote. The deciding vote in these situations is often cast by the military. Let me move this down. Which has the power to break a deadlock among the elite and offer the popular legitimacy to lead to lead a transition. In Venezuela, some are already calling on the military to step in, which is nothing more. This is nothing more than a coup. Luis Argal, a prominent Jesuit leader. That should strike everything with you all. This is not about freedom, folks. This is about the overall keeping everything the same, because you see the same players here. You see the same players. This is how they use the media and propaganda to get you to think one thing and to energize something, and you support your own demise. A prominent Jesuit leader said at Forum in February that Mr. Maduro government has shown dictatorial characters. He called for a transition government modeled after the 1958 military coup that then installed democracy. Oh, man, where do we go from that statement? The very same institutions that these people represent are the ones that subjugate and enslave by controlling resources. Your solution to what's going on is not from within the overall confines of the church. The problem is there. The problem of what's going on in the world is within the halls of the government. The problems of what's going on in the world is within the halls of the financial realm. The problems of what's going on in the world is at the feet of the religious realm. And until we understand that these individuals and these systems and these ritual practices that they have established are the ones that keep us in the state of demise that we're in, a state of subjugation and enslavement. And oh, believe me, regardless of what color you are, it will be your turn at the bottom. Because their bottom, you at a bottom and at their created top, means that your energy is being flown, is being flowed to them for their stability and for their quality of life and standard of living. You're not harvesting what you create. There is no political solution for moral debasement. There is no religious solution to the tricks and lies and tactics of subjugation and enslavement. There is no military battle plan that will bring sovereignty. Well, wait, let me fix that. There is no system created strategical battlefield that will ever offer you any form of liberty, any form of your primary and absolute great creator given abilities to being sovereign, sustainable. Just doesn't happen. We've been seeing it for too long, and the past tells you. So article goes on. Such statements can hardly force change, but confer preemptive legitimacy that signal to potential coup leaders that they would enjoy at least some elite support. Still, the government has been preparing for its defenses since 2002. That year, amidst major protests, Hugo Chavez and Maduro's predecessor ordered the military to impose orders. It instead removed him in a coup that was quickly reversed. After that, Chavez picked the military with allies. The military also gained vast streams, which led local officials saying, including control over gold mining. Always goes to resources, ladies and gentlemen. Always has and always will. By 2000, let me move this down. By 2012, also providing a warning that authoritative leaders have learned repeating things through history works. Even a loyal military who's forced to resolve a political crisis might decide against the leader who called it in. The impossibility of a fruitfully predictive is the impossibility of fully predicting how the military might decide in another crisis, along with growing unrest that could again test it, has left the government nervous. Last year, a retired general called for a referendum to unseat Maduro. Though Maduro ordered his arrest, he remained free and voiced criticism. Although still under pressure, he recently claimed that rifle-wielding intelligence officers tried to raid his home. And I would just say this. This is all complete hogwash. This is the system playing. This is the system leveraging itself against you. If they wanted to do that, it would have been very easily done. But this is plausible deniability because they want that type of voicing and else that type of channeling out there so that we will see that we need to continue to play by the rules. How many times have you heard when there is some U.S. engagement somewhere in the world, you'll hear people say that we're fighting here, we're fighting there. So in this case, it works this way. The people of Venezuela are saying we want Maduro leave. We want Maduro to leave. We want to overthrow the government and have new elections and everything else. But they're going by the same system and the same proxy freedom that the system has established. It's nothing new under the sun. You're not going to get what it is that you're after because you're going to the very same people that have invoked in the same spirit and the same ideology that has invoked your demise. So this is all games and why you need to read between the lines. Why are we talking about this? Because this is what you're going to see, but in a much bigger scale here in the States. And it goes on. In March, a video spread on social media showing three lieutenants who say they no longer recognize Maduro's authority. Last month, they turned up in Colombia where they requested amnesty. The Venezuelan government has publicly demanded their return with pretty clear evidence that the government is worried about some sort of conspiracy within the ranks because the government cannot be sure whether those voices represent a wide opposition within the military. It has to guess at how severely to silence them. A guessing game it can't afford to get wrong. But Maduro cannot also play this game. He has enabled loyalists to profit from corruption, giving them financial stakes in the government's survival. And let me just stop it here. This is what you're going to see happening here. Let me tell you one of the things that a lot of people aren't recognizing and what's going on. As this U.S. dollar starts to lose its influence, its ability to bribe the establishment is lost. What are you going to bribe the establishment with? More U.S. cash that's worthless? Or is someone else going to come in and say, they want to give you those coupons? We got money to give you over here. What do you think that these people that are in on the take will do? What do you think these people that we so-called think are working in our best interest but have no connection to us at all? They are totally removed from their overall constituents. Let me tell you something about these political figures. It doesn't matter how big or how small they are completely detached in so many instances. The majority are. You may know one or two, but for every one or two that you know, I know 100 that go the other way or 1,000 that goes the other way. These people, so-called under the authority of the people, and are so-called have the ability to create laws that they don't have to obey. write laws that they don't have to obey, create debt they don't have to pay, and declare wars that they don't have to fight. That is the seat of arrogance. And that not only is the seat of arrogance, that's the binds and the bounds of foolishness for the people that participate in such an arrangement. It's just where we are. It's better to know where we are, and it's better for us to gravitate towards the truth so that we can get away from it all, because that's exactly what we need to be doing. We got to get away from this stuff. We got to change how we resonate. So we're going to just quickly end this up, and because I want to get to this part, because this is really where we are. And it says, when the elite begin to complain among themselves, usually somebody defects. Using this formal term for an elite who turns against the government, Venezuela is also growing in international isolation, forcing elites to fear they could be facing foreign sanctions or even criminal charges if they remain loyal to the government. As the government falls, and that is exactly what's going to be here. Oh, there is going to be criminal charges, crimes against humanity that are going to be brought up against all of these U.S. and everything else, and this whole thing is going to be falling apart because that destabilizes the country so that its resources can be stolen, and its most profitable resource is the energy of its citizens, coupled by the resources that the great creator has given to sustain life in a prosperous way on this planet. And just before we end this one, I want to say this. If that is exactly what's going to be happening, you're going to see where there will be criminal charges, crimes against humanity, and all forms of things is going to be coming out. And many people are going to say, good for those politicians and everything, hang them and everything else. That is the same, that is using the same energy that has caused the problem, and you're not going to get any solutions because you have become what you had to endure. Only way to change this is not to have the same energy that created it, because then it won't affect your energy. You're going to see this on massive scales here in the States. As threats mount, even actors who were brought off with patriotism tends to worry. This is part of what makes the lack of widespread defectors amidst Venezuela's economic collapse so unusual, and it's going to be here too. Maduro's secret weapon. Pressed to explain Maduro's one of the forces behind the more powerful than the economy, self-interest ideologies polarized is Mr. Chavez hypercharged, populism succeeded in dividing socially that crossed over the remains for many unthinkable, and is so ideological dedicated remains widespread among its elite. Defectors is harder when the other side isn't just some guy you disagree with about tax policies, but rather is the enemy. Moving to oppositions calling for Maduro's fall is still treason. That atmosphere makes defection much harder. Zimbabwe might be the only country whose government survived similar collapse. Its leader, Robert Mugabe, maintained elite support by framing his fight against dissidents as a continuance of the revolutionary movement he had led against the white supremacy colonies regime in Rhodesia. That same could create an opportunity for dissidents. However, Venezuela's few defecting elite has tended to portray themselves as true guardians of Chavez, causing Maduro and cause Maduro as a traitor. Move this down. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Let me move this down. Okay. And true guardians of Chavez's cause and Mr. Maduro and in portraying him as the traitor. The past weeks, Ortega told the Wall Street Journal that Maduro's move from a new constitution was an attack on Chavez's constitution, portraying Mr. Maduro as one who had betrayed the system. The country's widespread shortages of food and medicine could also provide an opportunity for Ms. Ortega and her other defectors to claim that the government is not fulfilling its socialist mission. Do you see what's going on here? And we need to hold it out here. But wait. And younger, second-term Chavez may also worry about Maduro's damage to the cause and its longevity. These guys have a stake in preserving some semblance of political capital. This is why coups are often led by colonels or civilians of equal rank who also enjoy few fruits of patriots and so face less downside in defecting. But movement can come only when the elite and junior or seniors are sure they have the numbers to win. Any contest over ideology or loyalty will tilt towards the status quo. The ruling game of favor, the ruling game is still in favor of Maduro, even if the state of plays it down. Excuse me, even if the state of playing does not. Sorry about that. So now, my computer, when I scroll it down, it'll jump up and down on me because our internet is bad here. But here, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Here's what's so important. Do you see all of the reasons why Venezuela is collapsing? Because it is actually its collapse is benefiting somebody. Who is it adversely affecting? And in some of these pictures, you'll see people picking through debris from butcher shops that were that was one of over a dozen stores looted last month in Venezuela by the working class neighbors in Caracas. People are picking through, and I'm talking about people with nice clothes on, people that aren't the traditional people that are digging through trash. Now, I don't know if they are digging through trash for food. They could be digging for trash for other things, but that being represented because that's propaganda. That's how propaganda works. But what I do know is that they are going through an economic crisis and an economic crash because that is serving the interests of the system itself. The people got to walk away from the system. We need to stop walking where they have their strong holdings. And we have to walk to where we can make a stronghold and give energy to that. Very, very important. So wanted to get that for you. And over the weekend, Venezuela's National Guard were running people over with their riot control vehicles and everything. I mean, literally running people over. Look at it. This whole thing is falling apart. And this is the same thing that's going to be happening all over. Why do you think that they got the new armored personnel carriers? Why do you think the smallest police organizations in the smallest towns have all of this type of equipment, all of these armored plated personnel carrier? Because they know what's going to happen in these economic crises, and they had to get that equipment out to the overall departments so that the people wouldn't recognize what it was and make them think is because of this shooting and that shooting, when all of those shootings were, and probably some of those shootings were operations to bring about the anger to justify these overall equipments being actually disseminated among the overall departments so that at the appropriate time, everyone will be doing what Venezuela is doing, running over the protesters with armored personnel carriers. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. You can't call in today. We're having a pre-recorded class. My internet is really, really messing up here, but we're going to get through it. So if you like to get – well, you can't get in on the conversation. So we will definitely get to a commercial break when we come back. We're going to look at something that's very, very, very important. And we may get out of here just a little bit earlier because I have some things that I have to do. So very, very important show. And this is, we will talk about this definitely when we come back. We need to look at something that you need to really be thinking about and protecting yourself appropriately for. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll jump right back into the show. We're going to be looking at the glitch that's going to make you sick. Venezuela and the glitch will make you sick. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. This is a pre-recorded show, so you can't call in today. Just sit back, and we'll talk about this later in the week. Very, very important. Now I want to get into the last hour of the show. Well, we're going to try to take it to an hour, but I may not be able to. But there's an article that I really want you to resonate with, and I had to make sure that my computer was right, because we can't have this one broken up. This one is just too important. Okay. We need to really think about this. We're going to read this all the way through really quickly. There's an article I posted inside of BTR community on Tando's radio show's page, Orlando Sentinel. Florida blue payment glitch, what you need to know. This is critical. This is critical. Okay, so come on, computer. All right, here we go. As she's done dozens of times, Orlando attorney Longberg, Kay Longberg, logged into her Florida Blue account Friday and paid her monthly premium of $2,000. I guess this is an insurance premium. I'm sorry. Let me first read the under caption. Because of an issue with its payment system, Florida's Blue members were charged multiple times for their May invoice. Okay, article starts. As she's done dozens of times, Orlando attorney Kay Longberry logged into her Florida Blue account Friday and paid her premium of $2,000. And this was on May 1st, so it was the Friday before that, or so forth. Not sure. But Monday, during a routine review of her bank account, she discovered that Florida Blue had billed her 71 times instead of once, accruing a bill of $142,000 and put her account into overdraft. And end quote, she says, "My account is frozen, and I needed to pay the rent for my office today," Longberry said. An unknown member of other Florida Blue members like Longberg were charged multiple times Monday for what was supposed to be their May premium. According to Florida Blue, the issue happened over the weekend through a vendor. I got to stop right here, because we've been telling you that this type of activity is going to be happening, and it's going to happen on a weekend, over the weekend. This, why do they do the choose? Why do these cyber attacks and this cyber espionage and these cyber snafus and these cyber traps happen over the weekend? Because it gives them the ability to gain momentum off what they take. because now offices are closed and everything else. And I'm going to tell you, this system, these types of attacks are conspiracy agendas. This is a conspiracy agenda. Who's doing this? The very system that created your comfortable life within the technology world known as the internet and the advancement of technology. This is the setup. When you play by their rules, they rule. But so in this case, so there was this lady and many others that wanted to pay their premium on May 1st for their insurance, and they got charged, this one individual, this attorney got charged 71 times, 71 times for $2,000. That's $140,000. $142,000 to be exact. So $142,000 was siphoned out of her account because they had access to her account. And this was done by someone that's supposed to have the appropriate protections in place to prevent things like this from happening. See, that's the blind faith thing. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide. So we're going to go on. Here it goes. The company said it is working to resolve the issue, but the overdraft has caused serious headaches for customers, some of whom had their accounts frozen by their banks on the first day of the month when they usually pay their major bills. This is a dry run, folks. Well, it ain't no dry run. This is a small wet run. This is a real run. Longberry said her bank, which routed her calls to the fraud department, said they couldn't fix the problem until Florida Blue canceled the pending charges. Wait a minute. They know it's an obvious problem, and they say that they can't. No, it's not that they can't, it's that they won't. Why? Because this is another layer. This is another layer of resistance that you have to meet in this overall so-called convenient system of technology. It's another layer. And they'll come up with all the other excuses as to why they need to layer it this way, but it's all hiding the true intent. And the true intention is for these things to happen and at appropriate time to happen on a wide scale, vast, deeply, on a deep, deeply rooted canal of destruction, economic destruction. See how this is playing out, y'all? Okay, goes on. We are very sorry for the problem that has caused our members. We are addressing the situation as quickly as possible, Florida Blue officials said in an email statement shared by the company spokesman on Monday. These are the steps the company outlined in the statement to address the problem. The insurer said it is trying to identify all of the overpayments and quickly make refunds. It is said that we are already starting the processing some funds to customers. It pledges to reimburse its customers for bank fees that caused the overdraft by the glitch. It has temporarily halted taking electronic fund transfer payments and has paused automatic payments until it works to resolve the issue. The company said it will cancel any policy before customers are, excuse me, the company said it won't cancel any policy because customers are currently unable to make payments. Florida Blue will make sure medical care isn't delayed for customers who need it, even if they're not able to make their premium payment because of the problem. This is what they said they want to do. Now, let's stop there for a minute, y'all. Stop there for a minute. Let's go over the first one. The insurer said it is trying to identify all of the overpayments and quickly make refunds. It said it was already started the process of some refunds to customers. This is what I got to say to that. Just as fast as it is to create an algorithm to steal from people, there could be an algorithm to just as fast to restore it. Don't believe it. Protect yourself from it as much as you possibly can. If we continue to believe this type of stuff, this stuff will continue to happen, and you will always be the victim of it. Number two, it pledges to reimburse its customers for bank fees that caused the overdraft by the glitch. But what good is that going to do when the system is already the glitch? What good is that going to do now when this is already in place, and at some point when you have this on a wide scale throughout the whole country or through the whole region in Canada and in Mexico and in the U.S. and in Central America and going into South America, when all of the systems are, because they all are intertwined, when they all go down? This tells you that the glitch is always there because of the method of delivery is the glitch. Number three, it has temporarily halted taking electronic funds transfer payments and has paused automatic payments while it works to resolve the issue. Here's my thing. Just like they automatically direct deposit and they can automatically take out for your bills, that was already put into place by the system so that they can, at the appropriate time, automatically render you insolvent and broke. That's because the system, this is a politically correct way to say that you've been bailed in, ladies and gentlemen, to bail somebody else out. Automatic payment system. Automatic payment system, if it was any such thing that was sincere, nothing would be automatic at all. It would have to go through a process of vetting by you to ensure you as the customer is willing for that payment to be made. Even if that means that you don't pay them and you go into default, they need to take legal recourse against you for defaulting. But what happens is this: they've slowly indoctrinated you to the direct deposit and automatic payment, because what would stop them? Have you ever tried to get, you ever called your financial institution and say you want to stop payment to something? What do they tell you? No, we can't do it. You got to go back to them and tell them to stop it. You see the setup? So it's my so-called my account, and I'm telling you to stop paying them. But see, they're overall connection ain't to you, it's to the system itself. And this is the system. They don't care about the overall vendor at all. They're going to steal from those vendors as well. It's the overall method and the algorithms of delivering this theft that matters. Automatic payment should come automatically from you if you so choose to pay that individual at that particular time. But the system has put that in place, ladies and gentlemen, because this glitch is going to make a lot of people sick. Then the next one, the company said it won't cancel any policies because of the customer's current inability to make the payment. And this all happened on the first of the month. How many people have a lot of obligations on the first of the month? Just imagine when the major event happens. I'm going to tell you, right, in my opinion, when you're going to see it happen. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. It's going to happen right around then. On the first of a month, that's close to a weekend. Or it may work on the 15th, right around one on the weekend. But it's definitely going to happen on a Thursday evening and start to build in Friday. And by mid-Friday afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, it will be a full-blown crisis. that is starting to get attention where you'll see, wait a minute, we're having a little problem. We're going to fix it. Yes, it happened before. Remember when the internet went down for a day? We'll get this back online. And while that's happening, ladies and gentlemen, your opportunity to prepare and protect yourself is going to be fleeing away, because it'll be too late then. It'll be absolutely too late. So I want to go back to the article. It goes on. Longberry said Monday afternoon that she was trying to call Florida Blues customer service to relay what her bank told her, and faced a 50-minute wait time. Oh, man. Now, this, we've been telling you this type of stuff is going to happen. What you think this is going to look like in the future? I know you all know that, listen to Tando Radio Show religiously. I know you all, but here's the example of what you're going to see. Oh, it ain't going to be 50 minutes. What's going to happen when this happens in a state? What happens when this happens in a city, in a county, in a state, in a geographical region of the country? What happens when it happens all over the country? What will the line list be then? This is why you have to prepare when no one is listening. When no one is looking. This is why you have to be prepared so that you won't be scared when you try to have some form of legal recourse and you're going to get an answering service to tell you that you are $1,300,025 member waiting in queue. It will approximately take us 1 week to get back to you. Would you like to leave us a number and we'll call you back as the whole thing is falling apart? Or system overload, we're not able to take your call right now. This is going to be ugly. And those individuals that think this is all conspiracy theory, from a position of those individuals, those naive individuals that think that this stuff can't happen, it's been happening, it's going to continue to happen, and then it's going to happen on a large scale. And you're not going to be waiting in on no call line for 50 minutes. This was just one company waiting for 50 minutes. Imagine when this is your bank account. Imagine when this is everything that is critical to your overall economic standing has now just been siphoned away in a cyber attack. What recourse will you have? And then they're going to come back and tell you that everything was swiped out and we don't know what you had. Can you prove it? Yes, I can prove it. Okay, you need to send it to us. Where do I need to send? You need to call these people and then fax it in. You go to call them. You are caller 53,700,025. We will be calling you. We'll reach out to you in 10 years from now. Thank you. Come on. Time for us to stop being comfortable and being realistic. Stop having a sense of ennui. Stop living a fairy tale. Stop trying to be so comfortable and start getting realistically real. Stop being so optimistic if you don't put any energy behind your optimism. Being optimistic without energy is nothing more than hoping and praying that everything is going to be all right, and it never is all right. Your prayers is a commitment of what you're going to be doing with your energy to make it all right. You have that power to create. Told her she had to wait 50 minutes. Goes on. It's been a tough year for Florida Blue. It started off with problems related to the Obamacare health insurance marketplace. While the company had issues verifying some members' plans and payments, the company attributed those problems to earlier in the year rush of a large number of Floridians who had signed up for one of its Obamacare plans. The nonprofit company is Florida's largest health insurer. Let me stop there. That was the end of it. This is critical, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what they're telling you here. The company attributed those problems to earlier to earlier years rush of a large number of Floridians. What is happening? What's going to happen when so many people start running to the banks? What's going to happen when so many people start running to the grocery stores? What's going to happen when so many people try to run to get the ATM machines? What's going to happen when it ain't just the Floridians? It's all of the country. It's everybody is running to something. And guess what? You are going to be out. You won't be able to compete against everybody's bank run, food run, and foolishness run. And the Black Friday mentality is going to be on steroids. This article tells you everything. And I want to say this before we get ready to get out of here, because we're going to end it 30 minutes early. This is what's happening. Not only is this something that is, let me show you how vulnerable we are to this. It's not just Florida Blue. Florida Blue may have actually legitimately been victimized by this overall, because it's the system that's the problem. But just imagine, it's not just Florida Blue. How many payments do you make online? How many of us attach to our bank accounts online? How many mortgages and rents, credit cards, car notes, and all kinds of essential payments are automatic online? How many of us are exposed to financial espionage online? Everybody. Let me tell you, even if you don't have a fingerprint online, even if you don't have that type of institutional connection, if you still have a bank, when everybody else gets cyber attacked and hacked, you are too, because you're not going to be able to get to your cash as well. What difference if you don't have a electronical imprint, fingerprint, when everybody else does, and you need the exact same things that everybody else is going to be seeking? And just imagine how deep and how convenient this is going to be for the system to say, we got a problem, we don't know what it is right now, it's going to take us some time to figure it out. And while we waiting and having faith and everything else, watch what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you individuals that's been trying to get people to prepare, when this stuff happens, don't you call them individuals. Let them be. I'm going to tell you why you got to let them be. Because they didn't resonate in that energy that told them that something is wrong and they should be moving on it. You did. And those individuals are going to be looking at what you, they're going to be looking at you as a problem they need to solve to get to what you got, because they didn't do it. They scared now. They feral now. They're going to go from civilized to feral real quickly. This is why preparing is so important. This is why we do the precious metals class. This is why we do the preparedness class. This is why we do Tando Radio Show. This is why we care about you. Because without you, it's going to be more difficult for all of us that resonate like this to get through. We're going to have to be able to rely on each other and support each other in everything, because so much is going to be on the line. They drained her account. So just imagine when they know it was Florida Blue, just imagine the entanglement that's going to happen when it's going to be systems and institutions and establishes that are going to be overcharging and everything else. They won't be able to discern. It's just too much digital tape for us to figure out where everything went, to where you'll never get it back. Do you see how vulnerable we have become? It doesn't matter if you have a digital footprint or not. If you don't have a digital footprint, you are still digitally affected by the collapse, because everything around you will be. At some point, sometime, we're going to have to start seeing the critical importance and become really critical thinkers to say that I need to be doing what's in my family's best interest and my best interest and our community's best interest and prepare. The rest of the world knows what's up, and they are positioning themselves silently so that when the things do go awry, they can leverage what they silently acquired for booming opportunities. Make sure that's what you're doing. Okay, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Got to get out of here a little 30 minutes earlier. But if you wanted to have some questions and comments with Scotty, if Scotty is able to do that, that's cool. I won't be able to do it. We'll talk about it later. This glitch is a signal as to what everything is tied to this. It doesn't matter if you're a prepper or not. This is why what you control is more important than what you own. There are things that you need to be owning so that you can control things. That's what we're going to be bringing to you. This is very, very important. And I truly, truly appreciate you all. All right, everyone. So it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Hopefully we'll be on tomorrow. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.